Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliar. Today's guest is Mike McFall, and today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color and Subtle Strauss. Subtle Strauss eliminates the franchisor marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets from one central online portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing their marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars and have been able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design staff by leaning on Subtle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at subtlestrauss.com/franchise. One of the things I wanted to do this year on Social Geek is reconnect with some of my favorite guests from the past couple of years, pre and mid pandemic, and get an update on how their franchise businesses are doing now. The first person I wanted to follow up with is Mike McFall. He's the co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, and he's the author of my favorite business book from the past couple of years. It's called Grind, a no-bullshit approach to take your business from concept to cash flow. I just like the title. Mike and I are going to be doing a series of videos and webinars this spring, answering questions for entrepreneurs. So I thought before we kick things off, let's do a quick video and podcast just to get caught up. Before we get started, Mike, I got to tell you, our friends at Facebook Memories showed me today that 1 year ago today, you and I were in Orlando,
Florida, together. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a really good time. And you and your co-CEO, Bob Fish, and I did a podcast live at the International Franchise Association convention. And just looking back at that trip, man, it's like, if we only knew then what the rest of 2020 was going to look like, we wouldn't believe it if we told ourselves, right?
We were such innocent babes, weren't we?
Back then, people were like, pandemic, isn't that thing that's happening on the other side of the world right now? That's not going to affect our franchising business over the next year at all, is it? So, go back and check out Facebook Memories from about a year ago. And then we can listen to that podcast and listen to us talk about all of the things that we had no idea what we were talking about back then.
Right. No, that was my last trip.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us. Yeah,
that was my last trip. Yeah, I haven't done anything.
Yeah, you haven't done anything, but you guys have been really, really busy at Bigby, with lots of new stores opening up. And I want to ask you a little bit about that in just a moment too. But thinking of last year, 2020, thinking of, you know, what the first half of this year still looks pretty 2020, right? Why on earth would someone open a new business or, you know, partner with a franchise brand or, you know, open a restaurant or a coffee shop or anything like that? Is it just crazy? Or do you see this as sort of a moment in time where it's the best opportunity someone could ever have?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the business. It isn't the most opportune time to open every business. But, you know, that being said, I've always talked about how, back in the day, 5-10 years ago, I used to talk about, you know, you have to analyze the industry, analyze the business that you're going into. And like, I certainly wouldn't want to go into the steel industry, 5 years ago, that was the example I would say. But, you know, going into the, for my business, going into the retail coffee business, 5 years ago was a really good idea. And obviously that's proven out, but you know, right now I think we've always go back and look at difficult times and there's always amazing opportunities born out of those difficult times. And I believe this is going to be the same thing. And our business is, we're having unprecedented growth. We've never experienced growth like we're having right now. We're having comparable sales in excess of 20% year over year at our retail units. We sold, I believe it was 84 new contracts last year. And, wow. And you know, that might not sound like a lot if you have 1,000 units out there as a franchise company, but you know, we have 240 units, and to sell 84 contracts in a year with 240 open units, that's pretty incredible. A lot of that has to do with a new innovative retail mechanism we're bringing to the table, which is a modular drive-through. And so a lot of the 84 contracts are focused on this modular drive-through that we've developed, and it's really proving to be incredible. The drive-through coffee is proving out right now to be a really powerful product, because people can leave their home, they can go out, you know, they go grocery shopping, they do what they're going, but then they can stop by for 4 minutes and go through the drive-through and get a cup of Big B coffee. And it's like 4 minutes of normal, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like putting a regular routine back in their day, even if they're working from home, even if they're homeschooling their kids or, you know, whatever other part of 2020 craziness that they're still doing. Maybe that morning cup of coffee or afternoon snack is bringing a little bit of normal back into their lives. So,
yeah. And I'm regularly amazed at the companies or managers of businesses that I talk to who are doing really, really well. And it's always, there's always like, oh yeah, that does make sense. You know, it does make sense that business would be growing right now. And I know, you know, we have to be respectful and honor the people who are really struggling too, because there are businesses out there that this has been very, very hard on.
Yeah. And speaking of struggling, one of the things that you talk about a lot in the book Grind is you're going to have dark days. And in 2020, a lot of business owners had some pretty dark days. And, you know, your cure for that or how you fight those dark days feels like it's with just sort of forcing yourself to be positive and find that positive energy. And you talk a lot about enthusiasm too. So tell me a little bit about that and how that weaves in with the business ownership philosophy.
You are the energy source for your business. That is, you know, you're the fuel tank. And I've seen that and being in the business I'm in, which is, you know, helping others start businesses, I've got a pretty significant data set in watching people in terms of opening businesses and starting. And, you know, we used to do a 45-day call after the store opened. And Jack, I'll tell you, I wish I would have kept track, and I wish I would have rated. I didn't, but I wish I would have rated the owner's enthusiasm level at 45 days after opening on a scale of 1 to 10. Because anecdotally, what I'll tell you is that I knew at that moment whether or not somebody was going to be successful. Mm-hmm. Everyone was tired, right? Everyone had been through the ringer for 45 days, but there were people who were fired up and tired. And there were people that you could tell were, you know, the enthusiasm was waning. And to me, it is the most important ingredient to starting a business is how much energy and enthusiasm are you going to bring to your business on a daily basis? And, you know, it's hard. Oh, it's hard, you know, and we all go through it and we all have bad days, but when you're the energy source for your business, it is mission critical that you stay positive.
Yeah. I think it was in one of the chapters you were talking about staying positive because the boogeyman is out there and he's coming for you. At some point, he's going to get you. You can't be afraid, and you just have to fight forward and stay positive. So,
yeah, I mean, we're 25 years in, and, wow. And I know you've been building your business for a long time, and even we still get kicked in the stomach by the boogeyman regularly, yeah. You know, this week, you know, and so it's pretty remarkable, but you got to take that as just a normal part of doing business and stay focused on the end goal and stay enthusiastic. And you almost have to enjoy the boogeyman jumping on you. Right. And I say, you know, you got to poke the boogeyman in the eyeball and just keep moving forward. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think back to the number of new units that that Bigby opened last year, or Bigby owners opened last year. I've been saying this on the podcast for a while. Anybody who started a business in 2020 or here in early 2021, those are the people I'm betting on. Because if seriously, if they had the energy and enthusiasm and vision and oh, by the way, could get the funding and, you know, made some good choices of who they were partnering with, the people who picked themselves up and said, hey, we're in a pandemic, let's open a business, those are the people who seriously 3 years from now, they're going to be your best owner operators, I think.
I haven't really thought of that. That's cool. Yeah, that's a cool way to think about it. You're right. I mean, because to be able to overcome the fear of just the general fear in the world last year, and then, oh, by the way, go all in on a new business. You're right. That's a special person.
Yeah. And I even think of, you know, some of the folks who are interested in learning about opening a business, or, you know, maybe want to check out your franchise program, or even go to the website and read about it. There's a reason those people are doing that in the middle of a pandemic, right? They're winners. They're the people who are saying, I'm done with this old life and I need to do something new and I need to do something different. And I really want to figure out a way to track those 83 or 84 units that you guys did last year.
And let's do it.
Yeah. And just see where they're at, you know, 2 years from now. Where are they in the stack rank with a lot of the established stores? I predict they're all going to be in the top half at some point. Right. So,
yeah, I think that's a really, because that does demonstrate a level of positive energy, a level of enthusiasm, it's really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the people we're watching. So, Mike, we're going to be back in another week or two and keep this conversation going. In the meantime, if anybody would like to learn a little bit more about Mike's business and his past, you can check out the website grindthebook.com. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more about Bigby Coffee, you can go to the brand new website, bigbyfranchising.com. And if any of you have any questions that you would like me to ask Mike in the upcoming weeks, feel free to send me a direct message here on LinkedIn, or shoot me an email, or anything else at socialgeekradio.com. And we look forward to having some of you join us live on our next video. So thanks, Mike. Go get them. And we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
Before we go, a quick word about Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs, and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, hand sanitizer pedestals, and signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.